You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 1st of February, a Friday, and more importantly, this was Budget Day. Equities ended volatile budget session on a positive note with Nifty just below 10,900. This and others will be among the stories we will be discussing as we take this leisurely evening walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
But it was certainly not a trading session for the weak-hearted, as the budget day trading was marked by severe volatility. Indices eventually managed to end in the green, but not before seeing some wild swings in both directions. Nifty ended below the 10,900 mark. Financials were the big underperformers through the session, with Nifty Bank being dragged by the State Bank of India and ICICI Bank. The latter, that is ICICI, contributed more than 73% to the Nifty Bank's losses. Benchmarks began on a mildly higher note as investors sat on the fence ahead of budget announcements. However, further announcements for farmers and middle class boosted market sentiment. The Sensex rose over 400 points in today, and the Nifty also touched the 10,950 mark. But the market soon gave up most of its gains, declining over 100 points on the Sensex. Last hour saw some buying return to the counters, helping the indices close with over 0.5% of gains. Among sectors, automobiles were the big gainers as investors reacted to auto sales data. And at the close of market hours, the Sensex was up 212.74 points, or 0.59%, to close at 36,469.43. And the Nifty was up 62.7 points, or 4.58% up, to close at 10,893.7, just a shade below 10,900. The market breadth was negative as 1,184 shares advanced against a decline of 1,331 shares, while 134 shares remained unchanged. Hero Motor Corp and Maruti Suzuki were the top gainers, while Vedanta, Yes Bank and Zee Entertainment lost the most. Very quickly, some stocks that made all the news today while the budget was running around. DHFL's shares continued to see a plunge, with the stock ending over 18% lower. Bank of India and Oriental Bank of Commerce turned negative after rallying, while Bank of Maharashtra gained 1% after Reserve Bank of India removed these state-owned banks from its weak bank watch list, a move that will lift lending restrictions on them. Bharti Airtel shares rallied 1% after the strong Africa business managed to offset the company's India wireless segment. Commercial and defense vehicle maker Ashok Leyland has reported a 9% year-on-year growth in January sales at 19,741 units, driven by M&HCV trucks and LCV segments. The stock ended 3% higher. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories has reported a healthy 45% year-on-year growth in the third quarter profit to 485 crore rupees on a low base and good operating income. The stock ended 2% higher. State Bank of India has reported profit at 3,955 crore rupees for the October to December quarter, driven by sharp fall in provisions and net interest income growth. The stock fell 3%. Escorts reported a growth of 12.7% year-on-year in its tractor sales for January at 5,991 units. The company sold 5,316 units during the same period of last year. The stock closed 2% higher. But among the big stories today, shares of Vedanta fell around 18% as investors turned wary of the stock after financial results and downgrades by brokerages, and they cited poor corporate governance for that reason. Shares of Dabur India rose 2% as investors reacted to the company's quarter three results. And finally, shares of Maruti Suzuki rose 5% as investors reacted to the auto sales for January. Very quickly, taking a flight across the world, European stocks have been trading and they've been trading higher as investors turn to corporate results for further cues. The pan-European Stock 600 was up around 0.2%. In Asia, Shanghai Composite rose 1.3% to close at around 2,618.23, while the Shenzhen component jumped 2.738% to finish its trading day at about 7,684. The Shenzhen Composite also climbed higher by 2.765% to close at approximately 1,309.99. Well, those are the big stories out of the Lal Street. But of course, the biggest story was the budget, about which there are some podcasts coming your way. Nikhil Kamat of Zerodha has spoken to Kshitij Anand. So do catch that podcast to find out what his initial reactions to the budget are. And later in the evening, we will also be giving you a quick rundown on all the highlights of this interim budget of 2019. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, saying on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, have a fabulous weekend and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.